I'll tell you, more than one fan saw Tilda Swinton on the Narnia news page, and their hearts skipped a beat for a second, because they probably their first thought was they were going to say she was going to be in the Silver Chair, which we're all really paranoid about, that they'll find a way to shoehorn Tilda Swinton in there again. Yeah, so I mean, I've got Tilda Swinton was saying on Reddit that if they did make a Magician's Nephew movie, she would like to return, and I was really mean. I really thought about typing up the headline as Tilda Swinton hopes to play the White Witch again, and then in the teaser text below it, it would say in the Magician's Nephew. So that fans would read the headline and go, no! Then read the teaser text and go, oh, okay. But ultimately, I found some humanity within myself and decided not to do that. Because we're all paranoid about...
Because you're a kind and loving man.
Yeah, I guess so. But even I was like reading my own headline and knew it was a joke. And it was making... I was having emotional problems.
That would be akin to announcing as an April Fool's joke that Netflix was going to do a Netflix original of Firefly and resurrect it. It would almost be that mean.
Well, no. Well, yeah. Well, that would be... People would be so disappointed. People were so disappointed when they learned that that wasn't true. Whereas this, people were relieved when they found out it wasn't true. But so it's kind of ironic that just a couple weeks after that, there was actually some news about the Lady of the Green Kirtle, which is that Narnia.com is in a very interesting display of fan interaction. Is actually accepting ideas to name the Lady of the Green Kirtle. In the book, she's never actually named. The Queen, the Witch, the Lady of the Green Kirtle, the Lady of, the Queen of the Deep Realm. You know, she has all these titles, but she's never actually given a name. So they want to, and the explanation in the script is that, or the explanation on the website just says, we want to add a name for this character by which other characters can address her in the script. Because, being known only as Lady of the Green Kirtle, this doesn't make for easy dialogue, they say. So you can actually submit ideas for names of the character, and whoever, Douglas Gresham, David McGee, and the producers will make a decision, and they'll actually use that in the movie.
My initial gut reaction was, what? Why can't... Here's my thought. Why not just call her Lotg?
Lotg, how that actually be here. L-O-T-G-K.
Lotg. Lotgic.
Well, that would be slightly more canonical.
We could do Lotgic for the script. If I were a scriptwriter, I would just put Lotgic.
Like come up with a more easier to pronounce version of that.
Well, okay. I was when my thought process on it was kind of like my reaction on the front page poll. I first said I don't like it. Now I'm kind of thinking, okay, I guess I would just say...
I don't like what exactly? That they're accepting ideas from fans, or you don't like the idea of her having a name?
The whole idea of her having a name. Sorry. Okay, I'll address the first issue with them accepting ideas from fans. It sounds very, very odd because it's kind of like, well, we think we need to have a name. We just can't... We're lost, so surely the fans can think of... it's like, okay, hey, Star Trek fans, we've got this new Klingon character, and he's a villain in the new movie. We just can't think of what to call him, so how about you guys just suggest it,
It seems
kind of desperate.
I definitely see what you're saying. It's also probably the kind of thing that wouldn't happen if this was a Disney or Fox movie, I would think. But I see what you're saying with the desperation of, we really don't know what we're doing. I really think it's a clear indication that they understand this is kind of a big deal. We're naming such an important character that doesn't have a name. This isn't the White Witch's dwarf. We're going to name Ginnabrick. This is obviously a much bigger deal than that. And that they understand that we're going off book here and that some fans might be kind of annoyed by that. So let's go ahead and involve the fans. So they clearly understand that this is going to make some fans uncomfortable just coming up with a name.
Here's one thing that it does tell me is that they've probably already decided it's not Jadis.
Yes, that's true. That was my second thought was, whew. And I've seen that posted a few times in the forums that, oh, thank God it's not Jadis. Cause that was sort of the paranoia that we've been reluctant to even talk about on the podcast. We were going to jinx it.
Not like that's ever happened before.
Okay. We don't have to keep bringing that up. But
thank
Because we were so paranoid they would find some way to shoehorn her in. It just seemed like, what if they have Tilda Swinton play the Lady of the Green Kirtle, just as Barbara Kellerman played both roles in the BBC version, probably for budgetary reasons.
Right, and I think that's where the whole idea came from.
Now, remember, that we're not off the hook completely here. They still could say, oh, she's related to the White Witch, or Tilda Swinton could still have some kind of cameo of some sort.
So
we're not completely off the hook here.
We just don't not even talk about this anymore. But I agree, you're right. I guess that's still a possibility. But
at least probably this means the worst is not going to happen, which would be saying that, oh, that Aslan tried very hard to kill the White Witch but failed and she came back. At least the worst scenario is not going to happen, probably. I've seen that expressed a number of places that they're so happy they're not going to make that change and make them the same character. But what do you think of her having a name at all? Does, like, she doesn't have a name and she's a really mysterious character in the book. Does it bother you? Because I've seen that a little bit. Some fans are annoyed by the very idea of her having a name
at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Unpack that thought for me.
I don't like it because it's different from the books. You know, anything different from the books is a horrible idea.
Well,
no,
there you
really,
go.
The fact
podcast
is,
over. Drop your microphone.
There it is. There it is. You know, just recite the book like the BBC did and it'll be perfect. No, here's the my thought is, I like elements of mystery to stories where some things aren't explained. That was one of my frustrations with, I felt like for instance, the last Harry Potter book, I felt was just kind of like a tie up, you know? Okay, we're going to answer this question and tie up this and tie up that, you know? What is wrong with having a character that you don't really name?
Well, we don't know that they're, I mean, yes, they're giving her a name when she doesn't have one in the book. We don't know they're also going to fill in all the details of her backstory. It may
I know,
be
but I'm just
it's
saying
just
is an element of that, but why does she have to? Okay, there's a couple ways to ask the question. One is why does she have to have a name? Okay.
Well, the explanation on they're answering that on the website. It says it doesn't make for easy dialogue. They're trying to write dialogue, and they're feeling this is just kind of awkward. Always saying "Lady of the Green Kirtle." The lines in the book. It's the way Lewis wrote them, didn't come across that way. But apparently they're writing lines and they're just finding it difficult to not have a name. So that's the explanation they're giving.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's anything, which seems pretty innocent to me.
I don't see the substance to that because I don't understand why, my lady, what's wrong with that? But there's the question of why does she have to have a name, which I think needs to be answered. And then there's the question, well, okay, what if we put the burden of proof on the other side? What's wrong with her having a name? And I really like that she is, in many ways, the most mysterious villain in the Chronicles of Narnia. I think that adds a lot. I think it adds a lot to her power and gravitas. Because you look at other characters, other villains. With the Lady of the Green Kirtle, she doesn't really do a ton.
No, she's only in a couple scenes.
She's only in a couple scenes. What is she? How does she harm Narnia? Well, she takes the prince. What else has she done? Well, she's enslaved the gnomes, people we don't really know or care about. Getting ready to harm Narnia, but it's preemptive. Come on. I think that her not having a name makes her a lot more menacing. It gives her a lot more power. Think about your interactions with people. They say that knowledge is power, and this. Maybe I'm overanalyzing this, but just walk with me through this. When you're just talking to someone, if you don't even know their name or who they are or where they come from, there's an element of power that they have over you, especially when they know your name. And you feel a little bit more vulnerable when you don't know their name at all. Would that all be lost if they gave her a name? No, not necessarily. But I would kind of worry. I'm not sure what would be gained at all if they gave her a name, and I think there might be a kind of maybe a nuance that is lost. Not to make too much of a deal out of it, but I just think that there's a little bit of a literary device going on here that could translate very well to the film.
Yeah, you're certainly not alone in feeling that way, and I kind of wondered about that for a long time. And I don't th I suspect, I mean, you gotta see the movie, obviously. We're all just speculating, obviously. But I think we have to just, since we haven't seen the script, we just pretty much have to take their word for it at this point that the dialogue's just coming across as awkward, and we feel like we need a name. If that's the only reason, well, I don't want awkward dialogue in the movie, so I'm okay with adding a name. And I still think that I don't think it takes away from. I still think you can have a really mysterious villain, even if she has a name. There's still a lot about her we don't know. It's the real question, I think, is are they going to also come up with a backstory for her? Which I feel like they probably will, and that's going to be more of an issue for me. I'm actually open to the idea of giving her some kind of backstory. Although I do agree she's mysterious in the book, and I think that works well. To me, it's not one of those things where this is so vitally important to the story that she be mysterious. It's something that I do think is cool and I kind of appreciate about the book, but it's not so vital to me that I don't think they can mess with it.
Which
But
is
even, but
why
I
I
don't.
kind of went with what from I don't like it. To I'm uncomfortable with it, which my initial gut reaction was I don't like it, don't do it. But then I say, well, okay, I'm not gonna say that it would be necessarily a bad thing, but I can definitely articulate why I'm uncomfortable with the idea.
And it's funny, in the forum, ReaperCheap775 was saying, doesn't like the idea of Lady Green Girl having a name, but he would actually like to see her a little better explained in the movie, which I kind of agree with. I've said in the book commentaries that I would have liked to have seen, although again, I do appreciate Lewis having a mysterious villain where not much is explained. I would have liked to have seen him explain her just a little bit better in the book of why exactly did she have to kidnap Rillian, and why did she have to do it all this way? I would have liked to go just a little more detail with that. So maybe that's one reason I'm open to them filling her in a little bit.
Any character that you look at in the, well, not any character, but a lot of characters, if you were to just say the only dialogue they had in the films or the dialogue they had from the books, okay, there are a lot of characters that would seem kind of flat, I think. It's just, it would be. First of all, they wouldn't really talk a lot because sometimes, like, if you just translate some scenes like straight to a movie, like, well, it wouldn't necessarily last that long. So I think so. I'm all fine for adding dialogue and maybe adding dimensions to a character as long as the character feels like a really fleshed out character. If I'm trying to, it's kind of hard sometimes for me to just imagine. Okay, what would it just look like if they just there's the villain, and only use dialogue from the book, because honestly, the dialogue in for the Lady of the Green Kirtle in the BBC version, she was kind of a flat character. I mean, she didn't really have much dimension to her at all. Obviously, I would not want that. If they.
I mean, I think it's safe to say we all fully expect to see more, be her in more than two scenes in the movie.
Probably. But.
Whether or not that's good or bad is for another discussion, but we
Yeah.
pretty much assume that
I
at this
think
point.
though that yeah, if they could do flesh her out in a way, whether it's through added dialogue, whether it's through a little bit of backstory, as long as she feels like a fleshed out, credible, real villain, that's important. It's really important. And so, to a certain extent, I don't want to say I don't care how they do it. If I guess I don't care how they do it, as long as it's tasteful and it feels like it's within Lewis lore. Narnian lore for the story. I'm not opposed to adding more backstory. Sometimes I think it's easy to get carried away, and you might lose some things that you have without. And that's why I think, and I'm sure we'll freak out someday when some leaked script appears. But I do think it's important for scriptwriters to really go out there and experiment and to really start developing ideas, because it's only when they're really developed. At least in a lot of concepts where they can say, boy, you know what? We thought this was going to work and it really doesn't. Because it sounded so good at some level.
And I think what you used the term there about making something that feels like it belongs in Lewis's lore, that I think that's kind of the hard part with choosing a name, is that we have to choose something that feels like consistent with everything, with all the other names, people and places Lewis has named. And like with the case of the White Witch's dwarf, just as an example, wasn't that hard. They said, okay, it's only called the Witch's Dwarf in the book. We need a name. And probably the reason for that is the White Witch actually says, what is it now? And rather than say, what is it now, dwarf? They say, well, let's have a name. And so they went with Ginnabrick, because it's very similar to Nicabrick from Prince Caspian. So that was very easy. You know, oh, let's look at another dwarf name and make something kind of similar to that, so it still feels like it belongs. But with the Lady of the Green Kirtle, that's kind of the point of the character. We don't know where she came from. We don't know her backstory. We don't know much about her, so we don't have much frame of reference. So you have to think, a little broader and say, okay, well, let's look at other names and places Lewis has come up with and try to come up with some kind of logic. And if you can't do that, then at least the number of fans have said, let's have the name mean something. Let's not just, oh, this sounds nice. Let's have it be some reason for it. I really like what Rose Tree Dryad was saying in the thread about she was coming up with different ideas for, like, different words for green or emerald or something that could, you know, you don't want to be too obvious about it, of course, but kind of find a way of suggesting that. So have some kind of reason for it, or maybe some reference to her being a snake. So something, a name that has, like, some kind of significance to it and not just, oh, that sounds nice, let's go with that.
Yeah. Oh, I just saw the Monsters, Inc. Once you name it, you start getting attached to it.
Yeah, Rose posted that, right? Once you name it, you start getting attached to it.
Yeah. No, as far as that, it's sounding scary. I don't know if it has to sound scary. You know, I love the name Jadis. It actually sounds like a real name as part of it. It doesn't sound like someone just made it up.
Jadis is actually the Turkish... Sorry, Jadis is the French word that means long ago, and some people think, you know, like Kadi, which means is Turkish for witch, that maybe Lewis kind of was influenced by both of those. I don't know, I'll tell you one thing that for Narni Webbers, where I think this is a big comfort, is that apparently they are far enough along in the process to realize we need a name for this character. So this a draft, I mean, I think this is pretty obvious, but It's kind of easy to forget when there's no news for so long. A draft of the Silver Chair very likely exists. A complete draft of the story. So rest assured, Narni Webbers, the wheels are turning. It's just happening behind closed doors.
Yeah. No. Again, when I say I'm uncomfortable, you know, I think I have reasons for being uncomfortable with it. But would it necessarily be a disaster? No. I'm trying to think of any kind of example. The Ginnabrick example worked, but it just seems so, it was so much smaller in scale. I'm trying to think of an example of, there's ways of giving her background, and I wonder if all of it's going to be spoken, or if they'll try to find ways to hint at things. I can't think of really off the top of my head what that would be.
Because we have no, all we know is we need a name, and that's all we
right.
know at this point.
Yeah.
I really have a feeling that this is one of those things that it will sort of be, it won't be that big of an issue. Like, right now it seems like earth-shattering because it's
the only thing we have to talk about. Duh.
Yeah, now we know the Lady of the Green Kirtle is going to have a name. That's actually...
Oh, my goodness! Lucy's not blonde! Oh, my goodness!
Ah!
Lucy's not blonde! The earth is shattering!
And it's
yeah,
like nothing.
Exactly.
I have a feeling that in the grand scheme... Of course, we'll see what they name her, of course. But my feeling is that it won't be that big of a change. When it's all said and done, we won't feel like it's that big of a change. People are kind of divided on fans are just looking at the poll on the front page. Fans are kind of divided on this, but definitely leaning towards positive. The question on the front page was, and you can go to the front page and scroll down. It's there on the right. How do you feel about the Lady of the Green Kirtle having a name in the upcoming Silver Chair movie? The leading option with 28% is probably necessary, I guess. So people aren't thrilled with the idea, but are acknowledging that maybe it is needed for the movie. Second place to 26% is people that really love the idea of her having a name. Yeah, 21% are feeling very negative about it. They don't like it. So people generally are kind of divided, but there's definitely a slant towards liking this idea, or at least feeling like it's probably necessary.
Yeah, 11% said a little uncomfortable, which is probably where I am now. I voted don't like it. To those of you who voted no feelings whatsoever, you probably have a better prioritization than Glumfiddle and I right now. As far as you
probably have a bigger perspective
of
like
big picture
I don't
people.
Know. We'll just have to wait and see.
You're probably big picture people saying, This will be a minor issue that I won't even discuss with friends when we leave the theater. Who knows how many years from now?
But. Right. Now, I voted probably necessary, I guess. obviously. What?
You think it's probably necessary?
Like, well, I mean, for if they're saying the dialogue, I mean, at this point, I'm just kind of taking their word for it that the dialogue is coming across as awkward. And if that's the case, sure. Go ahead and give her a name, because it doesn't seem like for you, for, you know, that was something that was really important to you in the book, that she was never named. For me, oh, definitely interesting and a notable thing about the character, but not a huge deal for me. So I have always found it interesting that, you know, the Lady of the Green Kirtle, her main tactic is making people forget about their origin. She tries to make everyone forget that even was an Overland. You know, she makes Rillian forget he was a prince. She makes the gnomes forget about Bism. She even gets Jill and Eustace. She gets their minds off their quest and gets it on Hot Baths at Harfang. And yet this character who's all about making you forget where you came from, we never actually find out where she came from. I don't know what that means, but it's an interesting observation. And so that's an important idea in the story, is how when you forget why you're here and what you're supposed to be doing, or what your origin is, it can affect every area of your life.
Here's a question. I'm just trying to go off of memory here. How many times is the word Jadis used in the line that's in the Wardrobe movie?
I believe just once, which is the same as the book in Margrim's note.
I thought. But
yeah, I believe.
How awkward is any of the dialogue?
I'm sorry, Ginnabrick shouts it when they're walking through Aslan's camp. He says, Jadis, the Queen of Narnia, Empress of the Lone Islands. So twice in the movie.
Yeah. But how awkward is the dialogue with her?
That's an interesting question. People generally just refer to as the witch. That's a really interesting point.
It doesn't mean it's not awkward in the script they're writing, but I just wonder. That's why I fail to see why is it awkward. Maybe they want it just for script purposes in writing it. I don't know, but it kind of worries me that they think their script is awkward for this reason.
It seems the way it's coming across on the website is, I think maybe you're a lot more worried about it than I am. It's just, yeah, it's just this line just isn't really. Seem like it's going to roll off the tongue very well by saying Lady of the Green Kirtle or Lady. Like, it just seems like it would play better to actually have a name to refer to her as. That seems innocent enough to me, and it doesn't seem like it's a big deal. And it probably isn't that big of a deal because they're letting the fans choose her name. So it can't be. It's more important to them that she just have one, you know? Probably a request from David McGee. Like, it'd be really nice to have a name to call her. Or maybe I'm wrong, because what I was thinking initially was, well, I guess her name isn't that important, a bit part of the plot, because it's letting the fans choose it. But maybe it actually really is. Maybe, what if it's actually a significant plot point? Like, they discover, oh, we thought this was her name, but actually she's the Lady of the Green Kirtle, you know, that we've heard about or something. You know, maybe that her name is her disguise or something. Which Rose Tree Dryad suggested in the forum, that maybe if we know her name, that's actually going to make the audience more likely to trust her.
That's a good point.
So maybe that's part of the deception. So we don't know how.
If that is
use
the
it.
Case, I would be probably in favor of that. I think that would.
So,
could work
but I'm
well.
Just. I think it's interesting what you said about, well, the White Witch is, you know, the dialogue talking about the White Witch wasn't awkward. So maybe it's like, maybe it is actually an important part of the plot that she have a name. And they're like, well, it's coming up with a name. That's a pretty big deal. That's pretty far off book. Let's let the fans at least choose it. I wonder what they'll do if they don't like any of the ideas they get. That'd be really awkward. The winning entry was David M. Congratulations, you win the contest. We're going to use your name.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if it's good or bad to have this level of fan interaction. It's not the first time it's been done. Like, you know, I mean, we were just talking about, before we started recording, we were talking about the Lego movie, and there's a couple places where stop-motion fan-made movies appear in the movie, and that was a contest where you could, you know, make a movie and submit it, and the winning entry got to appear in the movie. And in Watchmen, one of my favorite books ever, there's a scene where the villain is watching a whole bunch of TV screens, and one, I think at least one of those screens was fan-made. It's only on there for like 3 seconds, but it was a contest you could enter. So it's not the first time something like this has happened with this kind of fan interaction, but it does seem like a pretty big deal. Like a villain's name, that's big. And then once again, is this the kind of thing that could happen if it was a Disney or Fox movie? I think probably not. So this is probably another indication that this will be a smaller movie
Here's what's more
than the
important to
first three.
me. I wonder if they'll let us, because then sometimes I think about maybe all the other people who might possibly somehow randomly stumble on NarniaWeb.com and then find their way onto that site and get the same voting power that I have.
And they'll
And
actually choose that name, like choose their
it's like,
name.
you chose the name. What? So I don't know. I was like, well,
Oh,
maybe they'll give us a
so
top five and they'll let us choose. You know, maybe that,
I
maybe.
have to ask you. So obviously, I have to ask you before we sign off. Have you submitted a name?
I believe it was the name of not Jadis.
Did you actually submit that?
As two words, not one, but yeah.
Yes, you actually submitted. Oh, you weren't joking.
No,
Okay.
I'm serious. I think I just said, like.
I actually did put quite a bit of thought into my name. I won't say what it was in case it wins, but I did a lot of research and thought into it and picked something. Doesn't not necessarily the best sounding thing, but
Oh, you
it
actually
is.
chose one. I thought you just put anything but Jadis is what you actually voted.
Nope, I didn't put that. I
Oh.
actually suggested a name. You know, voting expires July 28th, by the way. So if you're listening, you haven't submitted a name, better hurry up. You have another week here.
Would you get your name in the credits?
Interesting. So the person who wins, will they get their name in the credits? I wouldn't think so. I mean, they're not saying you get any kind of prize. They're just
No,
saying
they're
we're going to
not saying
use
you get
your
any
name.
prizes. They're saying you get your name, but I'm just
You get the
saying.
satisfaction knowing, hey, that was my idea. You know, I take it back. If I win this, I want a co-screenwriting credit.
Written by.
Written by David McGee and Brian Carnell.
Or you could just say, written by Brian Cornell and David McGee.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, yeah. I want on IMDb, I want it. Brian Carnell, screenwriter, The
Dude,
Silver
you
Chair,
would,
David
if
McGee,
you were doing,
co-screenwriter.
you would have it, based on the book, read by Brian Carnell, that happened to be written by C.S. Lewis.
Oh, we can dream, can't we? That's what this is all about.
That's what this whole community is about. It's awesome.